Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. Today, it's a little bit of a mixed bag with a little bit of rumba, some soundtracks, the ocarina, trumpet, and yes, of course, the customary oboe music time. And a lot of Canadian talent to boot. Let's begin with the trumpet. A concerto for two trumpets by Joseph Horowitz. This morning, a performance by two musicians with Canadian ties. James Thompson, who is both the principal of the Montreal and Atlanta Symphonies, and Jens Lindemann, formerly of the Canadian Brass, and now a soloist based out of Los Angeles, and incidentally, the International Brass Personality of the Year. And you will hear why very soon. Jens wrote of this collaboration. It gave me the opportunity to perform a duo with one of my mentors, James Thompson, who is the principal trumpeter of both the Montreal and Atlanta Symphonies orchestras. I was honored to have him play the first part on this brass band standard. Well, the two of them play fantastically together. Here are Jens Lindemann and James Thompson with the members of the Canadian Staff Band and Horowitz's Concertino Concerto for Two Trumpets.
Thank you.
cannot think of a better way to begin a program. Very inspirational. And that was the trumpet sounds of Jens Lindemann and James Thompson. And they were joined by the members of the Canadian Staff Band. That was Joseph Horowitz's concertino. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to move on to some music by Haydn. Now, Haydn's instrumental music is undisputed, but for a while, his piano sonatas played second fiddle. Haydn himself was not a piano virtuoso, and did not appear in public as a pianist, but his works were performed by mainly, quote-unquote, unprofessional musicians. But they could not hide his creative generosity, kind of like a flower becoming to bloom. We'll be hearing the Moderato from the Sonata No. 33. This is a performance by Lars Vogt, a German concert pianist and conductor. This is the Moderato from Haydn's Sonata No. 33 in C minor.
Thank you.
Flying Fingers there. That was Lars Vogt, and that was the Moderato from Haydn's Sonata, number 33 in C minor. This is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Marguerite. And I do believe it is the time for a little oboe music. Mozart's Concerto in C major was originally composed in the spring or summer back in 1777, and this was for the oboist Giuseppe Ferlandes. It was later reworked as a concerto for flute in D major back in 1778. those flute players, like they don't have enough repertoire. In any case, it is lovely in both incarnations. And today, a performance of the opening allegro. This is by Martin Gabriel, joined by the members of the Vienna Mozart Academy, with Johannes Wildner conducting. Enjoy.
Thank you.
What a performance. That was oboist Martin Gabriel, joined by the members of the Vienna Mozart Academy. And that was the opening allegro from Mozart's Oboe Concerto in C major. Now, Paul Schoenfeld's music is inspired both by popular, foreign, a little folk, as well as one may call traditional, quote-unquote, classical music. Now, as a mathematician and a musician, he is an innovative composer. This next work is the final movement from something called Four Parables, which was inspired when a friend told him to take some real-life experiences and set them to music. This was written for piano back in 1982 and 83, and each of the movements evokes a particular story. The final movement actually intrigued me. It's called Dog Heaven. This was inspired by an encounter with two children whose mother had gotten rid of the family pet as a punishment. Now, to assuage their pain, he made up a story about a swanky jazz club in Dog Heaven, a place where the streets are lined with bones, and there's a fire hydrant on every corner. And, yeah, let your imagination go. Today I'm going to dedicate this to Nelson, who I hope is enjoying all the treats that he wants. This is Jeffrey Kine with the final movement of Schoenfeld's Four Parables.
Thank you.
All the dogs are happy up there in heaven. That was Dog Heaven. Music by Schoenfeld, performed by Jeffrey King. Hope they all got their bones. You're listening to Classical Chaos in Vancouver. I'm Marguerite. And as promised at the start of the program, some accordina music. Now, the accordina is an accordion and a wind instrument combined. The history of this little, quote-unquote, mouth accordion was invented by A. Borel in the 1930s, and it was patented back in December of 1943. It was introduced basically as a travel accordion and a training instrument. We're going to be hearing the talents of Francis Chauvin, who remarks, "I consider the accordina as a wind instrument. It is even one of those rare ones which allows polyphony. If you think of it this way, it requires a specific technique. For example, the instrument except blows air only. Therefore, the inhalation must be rhythmic to integrate with the musical sentence, something which is hardly conceivable." But you know what? Chauvin seems to make it very conceivable. Here he is with Entre deux mers. Thank you. Francis Jauvin, and that was Entre Deux Mers. That was music off the Accordina. And let's continue with some music from the Jungle Book. Now, this was written back in 1894. Take that in account. And it is a collection of stories by the English author Rudyard Kipling. Now, the stories are set in a forest in India. Now, the major theme in the book is about abandonment and fostering, as well kind of echoing Kipling's own childhood. Another important themes, or a few important themes that come up, is the law of freedom, teaching respect for authority, obedience, and knowing one's place in society, with quote-unquote, the laws of the jungle. Remember I said it was written back in 1894, but the stories also illustrate the freedom to move between different worlds. A little bit of controversy here, but it was made into a major motion picture with a lovely soundtrack, I might add. We're going to take a listen to the main title, which is The Caravan.
Thank you.
That was the opening main title, and that comes from the soundtrack to The Jungle Book, called The Caravan. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And why not? Just at the end of the show, let's finish it off with a little salsa with Eddie Palmieri.
Invito a que lo goces al compás de este.
the festive sounds of Salsa and Eddie Palmieri. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thanks very much for joining me. Till next time. And do stay tuned to Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio, coming up next with Worku. Enjoy.